camping trip.
Mark, Chloe, and Jim set out for a camping trip with their family. They found a flat, dry, and clean spot as their campsite. The spot was not far away from a crystal stream, so they would have easy access to clean water. Chloe and Mark helped set up tents, while Jim went to pick up some dry branches for the campfire.
I think we are good here. You guys can go to find some fun.
When everything was ready, Dad finally said,
Hooray!
The kids cheered.
Remember to come back for dinner before the sun goes down.
Mom added,
Will do!
They answered as they ran away. Jim, the youngest, was the boldest one in the family. He suggested that they should go on an adventure to find the waterfall upstream.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea. It's 2 p.m. already. The sun will go down in another 2 or 3 hours.
Chloe said. That's right. Besides, we don't know how far away the waterfall is. Mark added.
Come on! It'll be fun! Look from here! You can almost see the water coming down from that hill!
Jim pointed at a hill in the distance.
I suppose it won't take long to get there. You have your phone with you, right?
Mark turned to Chloe.
I do, but...
It should be fine then. Let's go!
Jim said. Off they went. They followed the stream to go upward. The early fall forest was cozy and charming. Mark and Chloe walked in the front. Jim fell behind, jumping up and down like a little monkey to collect chestnuts on the ground. And suddenly, he cried out in pain.
Help! My leg is stuck in the tree hole! I can't move!
Jim yelled. Mark and Chloe tried to pull him out and failed.
Wow, that is a tight fit, Mark frowned.
The forest was getting dark. Even though none of them said it out loud, they all realized one thing. They were in trouble.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't have come down here.
Now, Jim couldn't but admit that it was his fault.
It's not time for apologies. We need to find help, Mark said.
How are we going to do that? My cell phone is out of battery and Jim can't move,
Chloe asked.
I'll go by myself. I think I still remember the way back to our campsite,
Mark said, and then left. The forest turned completely dark now. The temperature dropped quickly. Jim and Chloe felt cold and hungry.
Do you think Mark will just go back and leave us out here?
Jim sounded depressed.
No, no way!
Chloe replied calmly.
Chloe! Jim! Where are you?
A sound approached them.
Do you hear that? I think it's Dad!
Jim said.
Over here!
They both shouted.
Don't worry. You are safe now.
Dad got Jim free with an axe and then carried him back to the campsite. They sat around the campfire and had dinner in silence.
We're really sorry, Mark said.
You should have told us where you were going,
Mom said.
It's fine to be adventurous. But you have to know how to avoid danger and better prepare yourself for an adventure. That's for all of you,
Dad said.
We will,
they all replied.
Now, who'd like some s'mores?
Mom smiled. They all laughed. Crystal.
We all should appreciate that we have a crystal river nearby.
Granny has collected a lot of crystals for many years, so you can ask her anything about crystal. Upstream.
John enjoys upstream fishing on his own.
It's quite a challenge to swim upstream in the river.
Distance.
It's a long distance from the city center to the new house they just bought.
They were very surprised to see some lovely houses in the distance while visiting the forest last summer.
Stuck.
It's easy to get stuck if you keep thinking about the same problem you can't figure out soon.
After trying to explain how the accident happened, Gary was still stuck with Karen's anger.
Adventurous.
As a matter of fact, it's no way to prove that little boys like adventurous stories more than little girls.
You may consider that travel alone is such an adventurous behavior for a girl, but everyone can try it if the safety is the priority.
Are we done with setting up the campsite?
I think we are good here. You are free to find some fun. Not yet. We need more dry branches for the campfire.
No, you haven't set up your own tent yet, have you?
Yes, it's done. Thanks for your help. You are doing a great job. Who is the youngest one in your family?
Jim is the youngest one and the boldest one, who always takes the first step to try something new. My youngest sister, Sarah, and we all adore her a lot.
I am the youngest one. I am so lucky that my siblings are very kind to me. Soon, I will no longer be the youngest one, because the newborn is coming.
You have your wallet with you, right?
Oops, I just left it on my bed, I suppose. Oh no, rushing in something always makes me sloppy.
Sure I do. Remember to check on it before going out every time. Thank you for reminding me of that. How can I live without you, my dear sister? Do you hear that? I think it's Mom calling us.
Yes, we must hurry.
Oh, is that so? I didn't hear that. I think so. I wish we could stay here longer.
Finally! I guess we've waited for more than half an hour.